what makes you unique in the cosmos, your depth of emotionality. And one always wants to know, what is this about? What's going on? What's the message? What does this mean? And sometimes with your acceleration of time and your own impatience with yourselves, you think that because you think that way, the answer is going to pop up on some screen in your head, and there you have it. Well, we say, first of all, again, congratulations for having the wits about you to know that it's about something and to move into that line of thinking rather than to pretend it's coming out of nowhere and you're a victim. However, there is a lag between the wondering and the answer that comes, because there are events that, let's say, crisis or challenge throw you into, and then you must make decisions how you are going to navigate those events, and it's the decisions that you make. And in many cases, we are certain that you've learned this, Barry, and all of you know it, but it is good to reiterate it. Sometimes just going back to love, love of self, love of life, love for others, the wounds around love, all those things, when they are explored, can be the energy that makes a beautiful spring, a beautiful summer, a beautiful world. Questions, comments?
This is Lynn.
Yes, Lynn, welcome.
I heard was an economist, he was somebody interviewing people spontaneously with a microphone, asking people in the United States what they were going to do with their federal refund, which is called a stimulus check of $600 this year. And I was delighted to hear that almost 80% of the people answered that they were going to save it. They were going to save it.
Well, here's the good thing about humanity, and this is the thing that fascinates us. Let's say humanity, but consciousness as well. You can turn around in a billionth of a nanosecond and change your program, change your intentions, and change your direction. This is, of course, what makes humanity so volatile. People attempt to program you, they attempt to do this and this and this, but once an idea catches hold, it moves like lightning. And let's say that humanity is realizing, at least in the United States, that it's better to have something than to wear a ball and chain around your foot. Mm-hmm. Sue was telling our vehicle something interesting the other day about a debt, and friend, she was telling a friend, if we can say this, is all.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, go ahead, you tell the story, Sue.
Well, it's a friend who I see once a week, and when we discuss certain things, and we were talking about the politics with the election, and we got to talking, and I told her that my only debt was my mortgage, and she was like surprised and telling me that. If you only have a mortgage, you're really a very odd person, because most people, is this what you wanted me to, is this the story?
Yes.
She noticed that most people seem to can't satisfy themselves, and so they go out shopping in order to gain something, but they're looking for something through money, which you can't find through money. And so it's not very many people who are not in debt.
Exactly.
And just have a mortgage to pay.
And if you think about what the media is driving people for, it's consumerism. Because your whole world economy, globalization, is about, let's say, one big market, one big souk. The souk is Arabic for market. And the marketplace has always been an attraction and a draw for who you meet and for the colors and sights. But the old marketplace used to be a social event, you understand? Filled with intrigue, and let's say marriages were made and loves broken up, and the best deals in the world were were exchanged. Where now the marketplace is all shifting to electronic marketplace. As soon with the price of gas escalating more and more, people are going to do more and more shopping, let's say, once removed.